Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for listening in. My name is David Litt, and I am in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Glad to have you listening in. Our training subject tonight is thinking like a prospect, and I love the email blast that went out today. If you didn't see it, I think you'll like this first little analogy, and then we're going to do a couple of announcements before we get fully into the training. But if you saw the email blast, or if you didn't, there's a very unusual word that was listed in the email blast, which was ECNALUBMA, ECNALUBMA. And you've probably seen that word, and you didn't realize what it was when you passed a vehicle that had that word on it. But when you looked in your rearview mirror, you realized that that word was actually ambulance in mirror reflection form. And the reason I bring that up here at the top of the call is we're going to be talking about thinking like a prospect. And obviously the most important time to understand the word ambulance is when it's in your rearview mirror and the ambulance wants you to get out of the way. So instead of writing the word ambulance forward the way that most other words are written in the English language, they write it in the mirror, the rearview mirror perspective, if you will, so that as you see it in the rearview mirror, it makes sense to you. And to me, I think it's a great example of thinking like a prospect, understanding that sometimes you almost have to flip your personality, your ideas, your concepts, upside down and backwards to understand how somebody else is thinking. And once you understand how that person is thinking, you can relate to them better and maybe unlock some ideas that will help them to make a better decision and to see how the 10-Day Transformation Imperium products can work well in their lives. But before we get into that training, I want to make a couple of important announcements. Our Transformation Challenge has been extended, so that's great news. We've extended it a couple of different times. Our new challenges, starting in September, will be monthly, which means that everyone has an opportunity to win a two-person, all-expenses-paid trip to the Native Springs Oasis, 4 days, 3 nights, but it's only going to be a once-a-month contest, so our last 10-day contest will be here these next 10 days. So that's Transformation Challenge number 24 is our last one. So this is going to be your best chance because you're going to be competing with fewer people. So if you're on the line right now thinking about doing a transformation, or you have somebody you've been talking to who's considering doing a transformation, the best opportunity that they have to win a free all-expenses-paid trip for two would be to do that transformation right away. And what I'd like to do right now is bring on two people who just came back from the Native Springs Oasis, Glenn and Gayla Smith, and maybe they could share a little bit of their experience, some of the things they saw, things they did, things they learned, people they met, and what that experience was like. So, Glenn and Gayla, are you on the line?
Yes, we are. Can you hear me?
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Glenn. I know you were one of our first Transformation Challenge winners, and tell me, was it the trip fun, exciting, different, and anything that had an impact in your life over those 4 days?
Oh my gosh, the trip was incredible. Gail and I we met with Ian, Terry, Julian, and Shay, and it was just a fantastic trip. It was so relaxing at David's place, and I have to say to everybody, David is the most gracious host. We learned so many new great recipes with the love, the blueberry apple berry power shake. Dave could be on one of the chef shows. He's just absolutely fantastic, and it was really nice to see different ways. We put fresh coconut in some of the in the power shakes, and we had Ionic Elements and the ginseng lemonades for breakfast, and we went hiking and to the giant sequoias, and we had a hike down into the hot springs. It was so beautiful and relaxing, and the Native Springs Oasis, it just takes you into a whole different mindset. I mean, I had to get a chance to share with Ian and Carrie and everybody. It was so much of a learning experience as well. I'll say it's a transformational experience mind-wise, I took my first yoga class. Gayla did yoga, and she was hanging upside down on Koya Webb from the transformation brochure, so we have photos of that. And it was just, I can say it was transformational from a mental point, too, because we had, there was no TV, no phones. I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just surrounded by beautiful mountains and green trees on David's native spring oasis, and just beautiful. We had massages. I mean, the pampering and the treatment was just absolutely incredible. I mean, everybody should go out there and just spend a couple of days to detox, because I experienced in Gayla just the most calming place to be. It was just absolutely, like I said, it was a phenomenal experience. And one of the biggest things I think I took away from it was seeing one of the co-founders, how David, the care and attention that he puts into the company. I mean, my level has just elevated. I didn't think it was going to elevate any more after I met you at the manufacturing tour. But going out to Native Springs and listening to David's commitment to the company, to helping people and to changing the lives of thousands of people around the world, he and Amy have this vehicle that's there to just make our lives different, not only health-wise, but financially-wise, and just plugging into everything that's in place was, and learning was just, I mean, like I said, it was just an incredible, incredible experience. And I'll let Gayla say something to echo whatever she wants to say. Here's Gayla.
Hi, everybody. And I did open what Glenn said. It was just so relaxing, the staff, everybody, and can't say thank you enough. I'm glad I had the opportunity to go.
Nice. Well, great. Well, you two certainly deserve it. You've been loyal, Purium members for a long time. You know, you drove out from Las Vegas to the manufacturing tour, you know, just 30 days ago or so. And, you know, you get into this business, you get out of this business, what you put into it. And the two of you have certainly put a lot into it. And Glenn, I'm glad you've had a physical transformation and now maybe a deeper transformation, having had the opportunity to be at the retreat. So we are extending that transformation challenge. Everybody on this line has that opportunity to win. And all you got to do is enter, take the transformation, put your photos in, put your information in, lose 5 pounds, lose 3 inches, and you could win the exact same trip that Glenn and Gayla just described. So thanks so much for being on the line, and glad that you could be part of this challenge extension announcement. And speaking of the Transformation Challenge, one of the things we've seen that's been a bit underutilized are our support calls. So starting tomorrow, we're going to dial back our support calls. We've got a little different strategy going forward. We're going to look at getting some more information directly from Dave on some videos and other things. But we're going to be going to a 5-day-a-week rather than a 7-day-a-week support call schedule. And we're going to be going to once a day rather than twice a day. So we're just going to have the evening calls, the 5:30 p.m. Pacific time calls Monday through Friday. So definitely want to support our challengers, and you'll see some new support materials and other information that will help you and your people as they go through the transformation. As you know, we've been announcing it for a little while now. The Gold Rush will be ending. We're going to have a great new promotion starting in September, but I don't think we'll ever see anything like what we have right now with the Gold Rush. It is the richest promotion we've ever done. You know, you can earn $100, $150, $200 when you enroll somebody with a gold pack, and you can earn $175, $200, even $250 enrolling somebody with a platinum pack. So there's lots of money on the table. If you have somebody looking at the program, looking at the company, get them in tonight, get them in tomorrow, get them in the next day so they have an opportunity before the Gold Rush ends to maybe enroll a couple folks as well. And certainly we're seeing that kind of activity and energy. Business continues to grow. And one of the ways it's been growing is through healthy happy hours, and we want to support that. And I want to make a couple of important announcements about healthy happy hours here tonight, a couple of sneak previews. One is something that's going to be coming out this week, which is new healthy happy hour invitations. So we're going to be putting some new invitations up in the back office, and these are invitations you can edit. So you can put in your own name, your own phone number, your own email address, your own house address, or wherever that healthy happy hour is going to be, so the when, the where, the who, all of that information can be edited. But it's a beautiful template, and we've got one template that has a $50 off gift card as part of the invitation. That will certainly attract people to come to the healthy happy hour. And we have another, for those of you who are not using gift cards, that does not include the $50 off gift card. But I can tell you there's some new things we're going to be doing that are going to make gift cards more and more popular, even more popular than they are now, and that's going to be later in the fall. So look for those editable, healthy, happy hour invitations. And the other thing I want to share with you is that we got some new videos coming out that are going to be fantastic. We've got animated videos on the 10-day transformation, on the gift card marketing system, on the Million Mom Movement, and we also have amazing testimonial videos that we're starting to edit on those same three subjects, the 10-day transformation, the gift cards and the business, and the Million Mom Movement. So we're going to compile that all into a DVD, and there's going to be a couple of other great tracks on that DVD. So it's going to be a very, very compelling push-play presentation that's going to be coming out in September. And I'll tell you, I think the star of the whole show is going to be the testimonials. I mean, I was in Paso Robles this past weekend, and I heard from Chuck and Gyla. We got them on videotape. They've lost 130 pounds in 90 days. Amazing story. They've kept that weight off. We heard from Frank, who lost 90 pounds since he started the transformation. He was on disability. He now has a job. We heard from Rick. He lost 67 pounds. Rick's an MMA fighter at age 53, an amazing story. I heard from Rod. He used to drink 4 to 5 44-ounce Big Gulp Diet Cokes every day, a couple of 100 ounces of soda every day. He kicked the habit cold turkey after going off the 10-day transformation. And those are just a few of the stories that I heard in Paso Robles this past weekend that we captured on video. So, and those are just the product ones. I mean, we had fantastic Million Mom Movement testimonials, unbelievable money testimonials, business growth testimonials, all about the gift card marketing system and the simplicity of the business. So long story short is there is no question that we're going to have some new tools for you this fall to help take your business to another level. And, you know, it's really going to start to become easier and easier and easier to build this business as we've gone out and taken off the rough edges of the business. And the way that you can do that is by being active, by talking to people. And that's the only way to learn is to do. And so, you know, we've had the good fortune of having a great relationship, field and company, company and field, in understanding, you know, what we can do to help you and what you can do to help us. And so we know this multimedia DVD and better, healthy, happy hour training tools and invitation tools are a big part of what you need to be even more successful. And so what's going to happen is that the system is going to get so fast, so easy, so smooth that it's really just going to be all about talking to people. And so that's why I wanted to do tonight's call about thinking like a prospect, is because no two people are alike. There's no question about it that every person that you meet is absolutely unique. And so that's the good news and the bad news. That's what makes the world so fun, is that everyone's different. Everyone has something to contribute. Everyone has a point of view and a perspective that's interesting. And imagine that all those different people can be in your business and add to, you know, the team of people that you're going out into the marketplace with as you refer this business, share this opportunity with other people. That, you know, you meet a fantastic person, you want them on your team, you want to be able to understand where they're coming from, what their needs are, what they want to accomplish. And there are people that think differently and see the world differently. So I gave you that ambulance analogy right at the top, and I want to give you one more analogy before we jump into the training here. And my dad was a stockbroker, and he was a pretty straight-laced guy, pretty conservative guy. And he used to wear a suit and tie every day. He worked literally on the floor of the stock exchange for most of his career. And he used to wear those really thin dress socks, those, you know, really dark-colored thin dress socks. And some of them were black, and some of them were brown, and some of them were green, and some of them were blue. But they were all pretty dark color. They were a little hard to tell apart. But certainly, you know, I could tell one was black, one was green, one was blue, one was brown, whatever it may be. And you know, I was about 8, 9 years old, and my dad, you know, would come down to the breakfast table, and he would be all dressed up in a suit, but he wouldn't have his shoes on, and sometimes I would see him, and he'd be wearing a black sock and a green sock, or he'd be wearing a brown sock and a blue sock. And, you know, I used to tell him, hey, you know, you're wearing a brown sock and a green sock. How come you do that? It was so out of character for him. Here's this straight-laced guy all dressed up in a suit, and he's wearing two different color socks. So, you know, he used to, I wouldn't say yell at me, but he, you know, at first I thought it was funny, but then it started to become unfunny because he didn't think it was funny, because he'd be like, David, these socks are both brown. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'd say, Dad, you're wearing a brown sock and a green sock. How can you go to work that way? And so finally I stopped criticizing him about his socks, and it was not 3-4 years later that he realized, you know, through an eye exam that he was actually colorblind. So he was seeing two brown socks, and I was seeing a brown sock and a green sock. So we were literally seeing the same reality in a totally different way. And so that's, you know, what I wanted to impress upon you before we go into this, is when you talk about people's personalities, it's not a right or a wrong. It's an acknowledgement of the diversity of different things that different people bring to the table. And so, you know, young people and old people tend to see things differently, not always, but sometimes. People who are extroverted and people who are introverted tend to see things differently. People who are analytical and people who are creative tend to see things differently. Men and women oftentimes see things differently. People who are product-driven can see things differently than people who are money-driven, and can see things different than people who are mission-driven. And so, you know, that's why I'm not a believer in scripts. You know, people ask me all the time, well, what do you say to somebody? And I say, well, it depends on who that somebody is that you're saying something to. You know, we really connect through context. We connect through how we know somebody. You know, if you imagine if you're giving somebody a gift, well, what makes a good gift? What makes a good gift is that it's a good fit. You know, if you gave my son a football, it actually wouldn't be a great gift because he doesn't play football. He doesn't care about football. When I was my son's age, if you gave me a new football, I would have thought that was the greatest thing ever because I love football. So it just depends upon who that person is. So, you know, even though my son is a big guy and he's 16 years old, and at the time, you know, when I was 16, I was a big guy, you would have thought we would have both liked the same stuff. Once you asked a few questions or got to learn who we were, you would realize that you know, my older son is not into football, so it wouldn't have been a good gift. So you want to make sure that you connect and see the world and understand how a prospect thinks. And so, you know, we don't want to be prejudiced. We don't want to prejudge somebody. We don't want to, you know, not give people credit for all of who they are as individuals. But with that said, sometimes it's helpful to quickly categorize people by personality types, because this will really help you to connect with people. So there are lots of different ways to connect with people, but what I want to talk about, you know, tonight is about connecting through personality types. And the most famous personality test is called Myers-Briggs. And Myers-Briggs has 16 different categories. And so even though it's very sophisticated and very accurate, it takes a little while to figure out which of the 16 categories somebody is, and obviously you have to be a real expert to be able to know and memorize all the 16 categories and to be able to put people into those buckets and know what to do with them. So I found a much simpler structure, a much simpler program. It's not something I created, but something that I was taught and trained on, which is called the color wheel. And the way that I learned the color wheel is that there are four colors. Obviously, it's a lot easier to figure out four versus 16. And I'm going to describe the four colors to you, and maybe this will set off some light bulbs for you as far as the different people in your life or the different prospects that you've talked to, and to help you understand going forward how you can relate to them a little bit better. And maybe some point, you know, as we move forward, we may get a full color wheel training, and it may be something that we do at a diamond event or something like that, where we can do some higher level training and really get sophisticated about this. But, you know, the four colors in the color wheel are red, blue, yellow, and green. Red, blue, yellow, and green. And the red people are the action people. They're the entrepreneurs. They're the competitive people, tend to be very aggressive, tend to be very extroverted, tend to be very hard driving, like to win, like to make stuff happen, go, 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 go. The blue people are people people. They're the type of person that walks into a meeting and they're still on a cell phone. They tend to be fairly creative. When they're with you, they're very present, they're very caring, but they can, you know, oftentimes, you know, maybe not seem on top of things as much. A yellow person is somebody who's very rules-based, a police officer, an accountant, somebody who likes to go by the book. Those people tend to be very much on time. So you can see quickly how a red person and a blue person or a blue person and a yellow person could run into some conflicts if they don't bend their personality to accommodate the other. And the last type of person is a green. That's an information person, an analytical person, like a computer programmer or a researcher or somebody like that. So the best networkers tend to be, and again, we're not prejudging people, and there's always exceptions to the rule, but the best networkers tend to be reds and blues. They tend to be the action-oriented, entrepreneur, competitive, aggressive type of people, and it also tends to be the blue, who's the very people-oriented, caring, sharing people. But understand, and we'll just focus on reds and blues for a minute, imagine that you're having a meeting with a red, somebody who's a hard-driving, important, successful realtor, somebody who's on top of it, follows up, knows where they're at all times, and you walk into the meeting late, you start chatting, you start asking them all kinds of questions about their personal life and about their kids and their aunt and their friends and, you know, all this sort of stuff, and they start looking at their watch, you know, wanting to know when we're getting to the meat and potatoes and what this is all about. Whereas the opposite, imagine that you meet this great, gregarious, fun, creative blue person who loves to set aside time for people and the opportunity to meet you for a cup of coffee or a lunch or a, you know, a green drink or, you know, before or after a healthy happy hour, wants to spend some time, and here you are jumping right into a presentation, boom, 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 and that person is trying to share a little bit about, you know, how they know you or asking questions about your kids and your family, and they just want to connect and relate because they're a people person. You know, they're interested. That's important to them. They want to trust and connect with you on a human level before they can really consider the product, consider the opportunity, consider the mission. So you can see that how you interact with somebody who is a red or is a blue or is a yellow or is a green is really important. And it starts with understanding, first of all, who you are, what your tendencies are, who you relate to best. And what you may find is that, you know, you're somebody who can be a chameleon, somebody who can change colors and work with different sorts of people. So you can be outgoing and fun and crazy and wild with the blue person. You could be hard-driving and straightforward and, you know, with the red person. You can be on time and buttoned up and clean and neat and, you know, organized for the yellow person. And you could provide lots of information and resources for the green person. You know, you can be that chameleon. Or you may find that, you know, you really connect best with one or two types of people. And then if you find somebody who's a different personality type, this is where team building is so important. You may have somebody else on your team that's better to work with. So you might be able to enroll that person and then have them work with somebody else who is a better connection, who is a better match, a better fit with this other personality type. So, you know, categorizing yourself, understanding how you think, you know, the old men are from Mars, women are for Venus concept not only works with men and women, but it also works with, you know, young and old, extroverted and introverted, analytical and creative. It works for all different sorts of people. And so everything from your language, from your dress, what you talk about, how you communicate. And the easiest way to find out, you know, how somebody, what somebody's interested in is to ask them questions. And the best way to find out what type of personality they have is to be observant. So, you know, if I email somebody and their email response to me is one sentence, then I know, you know, that's the way they like to communicate. It's short and sweet and fast and they're busy and whatever. So they don't want to read a big, 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 long email from me. you know, if somebody writes a whole long email and gives all the background and all the details and all that sort of stuff, well, that tells me that I better, you know, maybe provide more information for that person the next time that I respond. So, you know, look for those clues as far as, you know, how somebody likes to communicate and pick up those patterns so that you can be effective. And so, you know, try to always be on time. Try to always be neat and buttoned up. Try to always be professional. Try to always be ready for anything that's somebody can throw at you. And just as long as you're observant, as long as you're asking questions, as long as you're trying to solve problems for somebody, then chances are that connection will work great. But, you know, if you have a very strong personality, oftentimes strong personalities do really well in this business, but sometimes strong personalities will conflict with certain types of folks, sometimes in your downline. And so, you know, just being aware of it is the first step. And so hopefully on tonight's call you got a little bit better perspective on understanding that you want to think like a prospect or even think like your downline, and to help them to be successful and to present the opportunity in a way that they feel most comfortable so that, you know, they're getting the best presentation. Because that's what it all comes down to, is that we're going to provide you lots of tools to make it easier and easier and easier, but ultimately somebody's only going to work with you. Somebody's only going to trust you. Somebody's only going to make a decision to join your team if they feel like they can relate to you. And if they feel that you're somebody who cares enough to relate to them, then they're going to open up, they're going to share what it is that they want, what it is they need, and you're going to be able to help them to find that through Perium. So be looking, be observant, ask questions, and be looking for new healthy happy hour editable invitations, which will be one more step toward a great, great, great fall. So lots of time still left in August. We got our backup orders running tomorrow, so check your back offices. Volume should be increasing quite a bit, and you'll have a good understanding of what you need to do to make your run in your last 10 days. So thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow night we got Meet the Owners call with Dave and Amy, and I know they're both going to be on the call. Looking forward to it. They're actually shooting some video tomorrow, both of them, for our Healthy Happy Hour video DVD and web videos. So good stuff happening behind the scene at the company, and glad to have you listening in here tonight. So have a great night. Catch you tomorrow night. Our Wednesday calls are 1 hour earlier, and then Dave and I will be on for a Thursday opportunity call as well. Same time, same number, 48 hours from now. So thanks so much, everybody. Thanks, Glenn and Gayla, for sharing your experience. Congratulations on winning the transformation, and everybody has that opportunity. Get your transformation enrollment information in, so that you could be involved in the last 10-day transformation the company ever has. Thanks. Bye now.